Whoa, boy. Back at base after a bit of a tech heavy day, and I just thought I wanted to really get a few thoughts, not really down, but in audio form, recording these while they're still fresh. I really can't be bothered to sit in front of a keyboard for any longer than is necessary this evening and type all this up. So I've really come to the conclusion today about a whole convergence of different pockets, different areas of which I somehow managed to gain some form of employment and some form of income from, and how before I viewed these as being quite separate entities, and really they've got such a common link and such a common theme and a strand running throughout them. I really couldn't give a job description as to what I do, but broadly speaking, I work in schools, doing more or less the same thing in each school, which is producing content primarily for websites. But also, in some schools more than others, they rely upon my very fairly basic bluffing technology to do other things as well. And that is, well, that is kind of one side of my employment. The other side is carrying out a lot of online moderation, which is wonderful stuff and very enjoying, and also quite rewarding. And I've always seen these two sides really as being two separate planes, but there is definitely, I think, a centre road ahead. So what we've been doing today, in one of the schools, there's a budget. I don't know quite where it's come from. It's not come from the school, but I'm not going to really probe and ask any further questions. A budget to give all the Year 5 and Year 6 pupils their own wonderful netbooks. And we say netbooks. Whew, these blew me away. The specs did. They're Asus netbooks, but unlike my Asus 700 with a 1 gig, no, a 4 gig, I'm doing it a disservice, a 4 gig internal memory, these have a whopping 160 gigs, which would give my iMac a run for its money. And so the first meeting today was to try and establish exactly what software we want to bundle up on these machines. So we're thinking about the way we go about teaching in the schools, the syllabus, how the pupils can then access the national curriculum via the netbooks. And that was quite an eye-opener. So, as well as the usual Office suite and various video and audio editing packages, we also somehow got iTunes being involved in there, which I think is really quite a good idea. The plan isn't purely for these machines to be just educational based. The children are going to be able to take these away at home, which, if we didn't put iTunes on, I'm sure they would themselves. So let's make the decision for them. And also, iTunes really is quite a really good aggregator of content. It's a very good media library management system. So that's gone on there. So that was all done. And we were talking a lot throughout that as well about obviously child protection, this also being anti-bullying week. And online cyberbullying, which I think is an awful term, cyberbullying, but online bullying in general, it has been quite a focus in the campaign this year. So a lot of our thoughts really about, do we want to put Messenger on, which is an undetected way maybe for some pupils to perhaps engage with others behind the scenes that we can't really see. But again, we thought, well, if we don't put it on, then the kids themselves will, and it's best to maybe teach the practice of how to go about online in a safe environment than try and, put restrictions on. It's like safe sex. Not at all making any connection with the primary schools I work in and any kind of sexual nature, but I'm just saying that I suppose at the secondary school level, if you're gonna, pupils are actually gonna going to engage in sexual activities, you're best to teach the message of safe sex rather than no sex whatsoever. And then my final session we're working on the managed learning environment, which is part of the same strand as these netbooks. So teachers can set homework online, and then the kids go away with the netbooks, answer it all online in a gated school walled environment. And that really, I think the teachers did struggle with that. They found it quite tough because the tool, the software we've gone with, although it's fairly intuitive, they were more or less being asked to become web developers and actually build their own particular rooms and areas. So, well, I'm running out of time here, but I wanted to say really, yes, there is such a connection in the way that education and moderation and child protection, it is the future, and it's good to be working in it.